Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Hello, once again, listeners. Welcome, Patriot Power Hour. This is the 79th episode. Getting up there in age. January 14th, 2020. This is Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. And joining me, as always, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, man. 79th episode. We're making our way into the new year. Some updates from last week, which were incredible news out of Iraq. So a lot to discuss on the international scene and on the economic scene. Same bad news, same exact bad news. I don't know how we talk about it, interestingly, but we're going to try.
Absolutely. And for folks out there, don't worry, we won't disappoint. We will be bringing you the Future Danger News Blitz in the second segment. But got to leave with a little teaser here. Don't want to bury the lead. Got an awesome guest later today, as well as a big, big announcement from yours truly. This is pretty much a game-changing announcement, and it's related to the guest. But I'm going to keep it a secret. You got to listen till the second half of the show. You'll find out. But looking forward to that. Definitely worth listening. I mean, this entire show is always worth listening, but extra, extra special today. All right, folks. Really, January 2020 has gone by pretty darn quickly. Already about halfway done today. I think what you kind of started on the right track, where we left off just a week ago on January 7th, last episode, Patriot Power Hour. Everything that happened in Iran and then, of course, Iraq as well. When we were here, you know, the missiles had just been launched. We later learned there weren't any casualties. We could discuss why there weren't. Was it Patriot missile system? Was it some other defense mechanism? Was it Iran doing so, missing on purpose? But something that has been covered and actually didn't make the mainstream media, et cetera, but I think it's huge. Maybe not to us here in America. I know we're looking at danger here, but they shot down that airline. Was that a coincidence or an accident?
Yeah, the
or was
Ukrainian
there some sort of
airline
electronic
headed into
warfare going here?
Yeah, it's been a mess, and Iran's roiled by protests, right?
Yeah.
It's all kinds of phenomenal things coming out. The president has a most liked tweet in Farsi language of all time, and for basically warning the regime to not, get bloody against protesters that were out in the streets against the regime. It's wild over there, but the only thing I'm really curious about is how well we knock those missiles down, and that's not going to come out publicly. That's going to get analyzed for a while and, be prepared to do it again. Apparently, these were older missiles, or at least that's what Iran said, and they hit air bases but couldn't do any damage. They were obviously notified, the troops at those bases to be in a defensive posture, go inside the bunkers, and they were.
Yeah, absolutely. And Trump comes out the next day, you know, the day after our last episode, and essentially says, you know, we have the biggest, baddest military out there. Our military is bigger, badder than yours. That's a not so veiled threat slash promise, of course. But I was pretty impressed that, knock on wood, it de-escalated. A lot of people that would have said, yeah, Trump's a super warmonger, this and other thing, seemed to de-escalate it. You know, he got his point across and kind of stood up, but on the flip side, he didn't, you know, retaliate with a strike on Tehran or any other areas, right? He didn't
not
kind
of
fly off the handle like a lot of folks would said he would have.
Not that we know of.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
He could have got checked somehow or, you know, not everything came out, I suppose. But at least, again, knock on wood from the surface here. I'm glad it de-escalated. I feel less likely that something's going to go pop off in the Middle East now than a week ago. That doesn't mean it's over by any means.
Yeah, I think I spoke off air about this after the show with you, between last show and this show. But it's a potential scenario where there's new weapons being used that we have that have really changed the dynamic strategically. And that Soleimani strike, to me, could have been a drone. I'm not a technical expert and can't tell you if the photographic evidence shows it as such. But we could be talking about very, very precise, high-altitude, space-based weapons that can hit any place, anywhere, anytime with, you know, maybe a rod of steel that can travel at such velocity that it produces an explosive effect when it hits the ground. Soleimani might have suffered an attack by that kind of technology. And what might happen behind the scenes is governments like Iran, North Korea, and probably, you know, China and Russia by proxy or directly, you know, there's demarches issued behind the scenes where our State Department, on behalf of our Department of Defense, lets them know that's what we used and we can use it again. And these kind of weapons, these revolutionary turns, you know, Manhattan Project was one of them. We've done it before. Apollo program to extent was this sort of thing, and we have especially the stealth technology of the bombers for years, Skunk Works, hidden, right? And we tend to hear about, you know, conjecture on what they're making at Area 51, but they may or may not have there. I don't know what they may or may not have in space in terms of railgun technology. Think about it. It could be going on right now.
Yeah, I find it almost, we're in 2020, I find it almost impossible to believe that there's not space-borne weapons. Maybe limited, but I certainly believe they do.
Easy to use without anybody knowing, too.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I would say Russia and China would know that they were being used. I'm sure they're able to detect the use of that, but that doesn't mean they're going to spill the beans themselves.
They could all be in shock right now by it.
Exactly. So a lot of that stuff, we don't know for sure. We're not a conspiracy show per se. We do analyze as much as we can. But this is real news. Again, this is 2020. I'm not exaggerating by saying technology is getting absolutely crazy. And you know the black programs have 10, 20, 30 years, if not further ahead than what the civilians.
Breaking in like that. But military advantage isn't conspiracy. Every single military force since the beginning of time has kept its best weapons secret so it could use them.
Right.
That's not a conspiracy. That's like you'd expect that. And we're in the 21st century. We haven't had a major weapons breakthrough. We got a Russian satellite.
Yeah,
you know,
good segue.
Potentially destroyed in space today. So that would be signs that something's getting retaliated against. In a place where no public can see, like unless you're a real astronomer with a great satellite or a telescope in your backyard, you might photograph this, but hard to do when some of these weapon systems could be very high orbit.
Yep, absolutely. We saw China testing its anti-satellite weaponry, and America has as well in the past, and that's just what we quote-unquote know. So all this and a lot more will be coming to you. I just want to remind you again, stay tuned. Second half of the show, special announcement, huge announcement. But until then, be sure to follow us Twitter at FutureDanger6, Future Danger and then number 6, and at BanksterBreaker. Of course, check me out, facebook.com/dethronethebanksters. I actually just went on a fury, put like 20 new memes up there in the
nice.
Cyber
Good.
Meme war, which
nice.
Is, it does sound lame, but it actually does have an effect. You got to be more than a keyboard warrior. But
some people can't do more than that
stuff.
Anymore.
True. Hey, man.
Like, they can't think any differently than a meme.
There's a lot of reasons to do it. I do agree. Unfortunately, I could write a 1,000-word essay on the Federal Reserve.
Nobody will see it.
No one will read it.
Nobody
but I can do a funny meme that still has a lot of truth to it and get, like, literally 800 plus.
You can
people.
Even do an hour-long show.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So, yeah, we will be back with Future Danger News Blitz. I want you guys to go follow along with us. Make sure you go to FutureDanger.com. Do a little homework before we get started. Again, FutureDanger.com. Doing the headlines. Got a lot to talk about. And again, on the second half of the show, special guest, special announcement. You're not going to want to miss it at all, I promise. Do stick with us. And we will be right back with the Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
I expect that any constitutional document that emerges from Philadelphia will be as compromised as our Declaration of Independence. I am increasingly persuaded that the earth belongs exclusively to the living, and that one generation has no more right to bind another to its laws and judgments than one independent nation has the right to command another.
We're back on the Patriot Power Hour, January 14th, 2020. Call 1, Future Danger, News Blitz. One down, judicial system, direly distrusted. We got Pfizer court selecting a lawyer from the same presidency of Barack Obama that actually corrupted the FBI surveillance. They appointed this lawyer to reform it. And how the court does such a thing in the face of all public opinion is startling, and that's a court doing it, so that's the judicial system directly. News censorship, TV networks 93% negative towards the president. You could be negative towards the president, a lot of people are. 93% coverage of negatively of the president is a farce. compared to where it was in the 90s and 80s and 70s. It's completely censored. Column 2, got Russian warship aggressively approaching a U.S. destroyer in the Arabian Sea. Ben, that's about the only fallout I've seen from Russia since the Soleimani strike. So that's interesting. And again, Russian spy satellite explodes in space. We're going to get right back to that in a moment. Column 4, volcanoes going off, widespread eruptions, Japan, Philippines, all right, all over the globe, giant clouds of ash. We got one in Philippines to all volcano is shutting things down pretty bad. So we haven't seen that kind of volcanic activity in the Pacific Ring of Fire in several months, and it's going on now. Mystery illness out of China. Chinese woman now moved to Thailand. It's a mystery strain of coronavirus, all right? There's quarantines. There's cities where several people have been infected, and they've never seen this pneumonia before. No deaths reported. Carrying it as green under pestilence befalls. Flooding in Angola, United Arab Emirates. Australian megablaze wildfires continue. And coming all the way back to column 3, economics. Extreme after hours continue to be reported, Mr. Cochran. Fed, $83 billion temporary liquidity, $82 billion to the financial markets. It goes on and on. World super rich are hoarding physical gold in secret bunkers. Price tonight, $15.50. Federal government budget deficit running 11.8% higher this year. And that is your rundown of today's news. Relatively little in terms of headlines, but the ones that we do have, several of them are highly impactful. What kind of patterns, trends, or foresight can you gather from this, Ben?
Yeah, as always, start with the economic. I am biased, of course, but in particular, I feel as if economics and how the economy is doing and how it's run affect every single person. Everybody, you know, especially the 99.9% of folks that actually have to work for a job. Not the all those billionaires out there. But regardless, all the even though the news is a little sparse, all of them are extremely important in the economic column. And I'm going to start with the simple gold soaring. We're seeing it in the red zone, 1,550, you know, approaching the all-time high of about 2,000. Still got a few hundred to go. But it's just in the last 4 or 5 months, it jumped from 1,300 to 1,550. And just in the last couple of weeks, from about 1475 to 1550, gold isn't like Bitcoin. It doesn't go up 10, 20, 30% in one day or down 10, 20% in a week. Usually only goes up 1 or 2% a month at most. So seeing these jumps, and it's not just one swing up and then getting cracked down like it has been the last 10 years, essentially. Definitely the last 5, 6 years, every time it got a leg, it got swept out from underneath it. It is gaining momentum. And this article goes hand in hand, world super rich, hoarding physical gold and secret bunkers. We've been covering this stuff for quite some time, so I won't go too much more into this, but I'm always a fan of physical gold that you hold. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. I'm going to a couple of these other financial articles in the third column. We're seeing, again, repo, essentially record repo, not only amounts, but rates. New York Fed adding $83 billion in temporary liquidity. Is it temporary if every single day they do it and on average the amount is going up? It doesn't seem temporary because they've been doing it since September. That's like 4 months. Let's say if I was temporarily requiring liquidity in my checking account because I was bouncing checks every day for 4 months, they would not bail me out. So just a little analogy. Looking at that. And finally, the article I wanted to look at, federal government defaults. This goes hand in hand, but will the federal government, will it ever actually default? Of course not. It'll be hidden and twisted in a million different ways. Lower benefits, higher taxes, et cetera, et cetera. They'll paper over just like Zimbabwe did.
They might agree to do it, though.
Well, that would be, you know, we'll see. I guess maybe now that I said it, I've cursed it, so it actually will occur.
And Trump speculated when he was running, why not default on that kind of debt?
I don't think, if we go to if there is a true, you know, world war, or at least hot regional war. That could be something in his arsenal.
Could be all written off.
Yeah. And they would screw ourselves, but screw them just as bad or worse
yeah.
type of situation.
It's
kind
a
of scorched earth economic policy that we hope we. Problem is, China's been hoarding all the gold.
See,
and Russia, too. We've been selling all our gold. So that's one issue. But I
sense you doubt the validity of the future danger indicator federal government defaults. That is actually not a danger that could happen in the future.
We haven't seen it beyond green very often, as I recall. But I am saying that this 11.8% higher deficit. Wow, look, see, I got a pretty good memory. I guess going back a couple of years. But we're going into the deep dive of the federal government defaults indicator, and there was like 30 episodes or 30 articles in a row that were all low indicators. But going back to 2017, there were some medium or high. But it's been kind of quiet. But on the flip side, this is pretty big news. I might have to say this deserves a little bit higher than a low rating. 11.8% higher deficit year over year. If you're already deep in debt and you're adding to it,
that brings
every
you
year,
closer to default.
Very closely. So I think it should go up in maybe a yellow or an orange looking at it now.
Yeah, it could happen.
But
there's all kinds of other signs
yeah.
that it happens. Military goes unpaid, pensions go unpaid, contractors go unpaid. They simply don't meet the financial obligations.
Yep.
And perhaps it would happen when a Congress went in there and tried to rein the whole thing in before it was truly too late.
What would happen if the Fed didn't buy all this toxic debt and stimulate and allow them to do this? They'd already be in default. So in a way, I think they've already defaulted, but your point is well taken. There's different degrees of this technical fault. Think of it as a quagmire of lawyeries and Capitol Hill bureaucracy. That's what they'd wade through.
You really need to know is if people are talking about the federal government legitimately, possibly defaulting, and state governments could be first. We haven't had a bankruptcy at the state level. If that starts happening, history is being made, and it's incredibly dangerous because whatever comes afterwards will be far less free than everything we tried to have before it.
Absolutely. So I think all three of these do connect together, though, in that way that we just went through. Federal government defaults, gold soaring, extreme after-hour repos reported. They're not isolated. What is the true connection? I'm just giving you my analysis. Doesn't mean it's right. But look at this stuff. This is what we carry on FutureDanger.com. Good stuff.
Yeah, and as I promised during the Calm 2 rundown, this Russian satellite it has exploded. Let me read here from the UK Sun. In December 2013, Russia launched 3 military comm satellites and a 4th, initially unannounced, payload, later acknowledged with a cover name Cosmos 2491. And that satellite ended up being in pieces. It disintegrated. How'd that happen in 2013? And more importantly, why is the sun running this right now? Because it may have just become public right now, right? So this could in its own way be information warfare fallout from the Soleimani strikes, okay? It's sort of perhaps a Russian way of hinting at, space war happens. These things are blowing up and someone might be struck as a result of what happened in Iran.
Yep. So I've always been interested in satellite space warfare. A lot of people think it's a joke, the Space Force. We've had one for quite some time. Just look up the NRO if you don't know. This is good. This is, pretty – I think it's extremely intriguing, but it is extremely dangerous. And as I've said before to you, both privately and on the air, they're 20, 30-plus years ahead of what we're aware of. It almost is impossible that they don't have kill weapons in space.
All right. And just remember that tungsten is a rare metal that can stand in intense heat generated by reentry from the atmosphere. And the U.S. Air Force has known this for 60 years. So
yeah,
trying to get a bullet made out of one from a satellite over that amount of time. And we've been a spacefaring nation for 55 years. Yeah, very possible this stuff's going on.
Yeah, if it says in the sun, no pun intended, the sun news, reaching speeds of 7,000 miles an hour, they hit the ground with the force of a small nuclear weapon. I mean,
no radiation.
Yeah, you think they got a lot crazier stuff than that, I'm sure. Anyway, we are coming up towards the end of the segment. Don't forget, though, after these messages, we will be welcoming a special guest and giving a special announcement. Looking forward to that. I'm telling you guys, you have to stay tuned and check this out because it is a new paradigm shift in the Patriot Power Hour. I'm not just BSing you. I'm not just trying to build this up. In the meanwhile, don't forget to follow us on social media at Future Danger 6 and at Bankster Breaker. And of course, go to futuredanger.com. Be sure to make that your homepage. And guess what? That's your best source for all Patriot Power Hour archives. Futuredanger.com. Go to the third column at the bottom. You'll see the Patriot Power Hour radio archive. There you go. Don't have to rely on Facebook or YouTube or anything. We got it hosted on our own sites. All right, folks. We will be back. Do stick with us. It's going to be an awesome end to our show.
About the entire French population of the United States, along with any other luckless soul who happens to voice a contrary opinion?
Well, if that contrary opinion threatens to divide the nation at a time when we must stand united, then yes, I will do just that. I'm entrusted with the nation's safety, Thomas. So these war measures will protect us from insurrection and subversion.
There is no war.
And that is the principle behind these measures. The prevention of war.
Cannot protect the nation by attacking the right of every man to speak freely without fear. You're trampling on the Constitution.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, Ben the Breaker, Bankster Cochran here. Guess what? I was feeling sick the last few days, missed a day at work even, a little stuffy, but I'm getting that. I'm coming out of that sickness. I'm getting that extra adrenaline rush, especially being on air. Love doing that. So if I get a little delusional off on tangents, I've still got some sickness and a little stuffy too. So keep me in line, Future Dan.
You got that early flu, the early intense flu.
Yep.
They caught you.
I blame my wife. It's okay. It's all right. So,
we're going to talk about a big move for this network, this show on this network, and more of that when our guest, special guest, joins us on air. And he has arrived. So, we're going to go to the switchboard.
All right. There you go.
Caller, are you there?
Caller is here. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome.
And I am going to introduce our guest. This is James Walton of the Prepper Broadcasting Network, calling in live for a big, big announcement. So you reached out and I reached out. We talked to each other, James, in recent months, but one of my first appearances to promote Future Danger was in 2016 when I was on your show, I Am Liberty. And I Am Liberty is hosted by the Prepper Broadcasting Network as the current owner of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. We invited you on to make an announcement. Would you like to make that announcement, James?
You guys want me to do it? I mean,
yeah,
I don't mind. I certainly don't mind. Sure. So for those of you out there who are not familiar with the Prepper Broadcasting Network, we are a 7-day-a-week podcast network. We do between 5 and 6 shows, live shows with a live chat room, live podcast. And we're looking to add a new show on Tuesday night. And the big announcement is that the Patriot Power Hour is going to be moving over to our network. And really, what's really exciting about that is it's going to be on Tuesday nights, and we have 2 shows Tuesday night, and each show is a dual host show, and that's unique to the network scheduling. Only on Tuesdays do we have sort of the dual host lineup, so we're really excited to add you guys to the weekly schedule and bring the kind of talk that the Prepper or Patriot Power Hour has to offer to the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
This is awesome. This is awesome. This is Ben. I'm so glad, James. Thanks so much for the opportunity. We're not going to let you down. You know, when Future Dan came to me and said, hey, by the way, there's another PBN out there, and it's really the original PBN, you know, our network, Patriot Broadcasting Network, but he's the Prepper Broadcasting Network. They want us to be on their network. I was like, all right. We made the big time, because for real, I've listened to shows on your network. I know Future Dan's been on there a lot. As you said, when we were talking about this a few days ago, you know, the who is who has been guests on shows on the PBN. So, you know, I think it's almost destiny that it works out perfectly. We're going to be there Tuesday night, same time slot and everything.
Yeah, James, I'd like to echo my co-host's gratitude and thank you very much for the opportunity. We look forward to joining your network and making that a success. Can you give us a rundown, our listeners, a rundown of the other hosts on your network? And you got a unique format every night, live content. Can you tell us the lineup?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, I think what's important about the Prepper Broadcasting Network and our stance in particular, before we get into the lineup itself, it's probably important for us to talk about kind of what it is our mission is over there at the Prepper Broadcasting Network. We have a pretty clear one, and we're really trying to push preparedness into the spotlight moving into the 21st century. It's something that means a lot to us, and we do that by pushing our tagline, which is self-reliance and independence. And, you know, you could kind of apply that to wherever you'd like, and we apply it to all sorts of things throughout the week, throughout the years now. But that really is our tagline, self-reliance and independence. We believe that not only is it the way to live a more prepared lifestyle, but it's also the way to live just a better lifestyle in general. But our weeks are packed, man. And not all of our shows are live, but we have great shows. And about 5 or 6 of them are live currently, and you guys are going to add to that. And on some weeks, we'll have now almost 7 live shows. So every Monday, we do Medical Monday. Medical Monday is exactly what it sounds like. First aid, medical-related topics. We have a deep archive at the Prepper Broadcasting Network because we started in 2011. And we pull from that deep archive when it comes to medical, or we grab some new content. We have a good relationship with Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of the Survival Medicine Podcast. And this week we actually played one of their latest podcasts for Medical Monday. Tuesday nights is going to be our double show night now. We're going to have the Patriot Power Hour on first, and then we're going to have the Next Generation on. You guys obviously familiar with your own show. The Next Generation is a very interesting show because we have Ryan and Colin Buford who host it. And I don't really know how Ryan pulls this off week after week, but every week he gets his 13-year-old son to hang with him and do a podcast, which to me is a miracle in and of itself because I remember myself at 13. Yeah, no, they do an incredible job every week.
They're coming on the air 23 minutes from now, right?
Oh yeah, they're going to be live in just a few, yeah, on the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, some cross promo after this show, folks. Check them out.
That's it, man. Jump on into the chat room over at PrepperBroadcasting.com. There's always a good crowd over there, good people. Wednesday night is my night. If you have never heard the I Am Liberty show, I don't really know what to tell you. Check it out. It can be a number of things. I try to talk about preparedness, but I meander into everything. Thursday night, we have our resident gunsmith, Dane D, does the Gunmetal Armory on Thursday nights, and he's the guy, if it's tactics, if it's firearms, he's your man. I mean, it's a whole nother level. You know how you talk to those, you meet those people in life, and they're on a whole nother level? That's Dane D with firearms and tactics.
Yeah.
Like, we did this bug out. No, what did we do? Oh, we did this community. It's on our YouTube channel. We did this community security little exercise where I cut a little piece of America out. It was about four blocks in suburbia. And we used 3D paint to kind of play with that, on a YouTube video with all the hosts. And we just played around with this is our house and this is how we would secure our neighborhood in an SHTF scenario. And everything seemed – I wasn't surprised by much of what most of the hosts had to say. Dane started talking about we could cut holes in the trees and fill them up with tannerite. And then if they needed to come down either aggressively or preemptively, we'd be able to do that pretty quick and easy. So that's kind of a – yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you for listening, ATF. Can't wait to join
He really is built for what he does. That's what I'll say about Dane, man, and his show is great. A lot of times he's accompanied by a active duty I don't know how to describe the guy's position. He's a helicopter medic. His name's
right.
Miles Francis. He knows his stuff when it comes to trauma. And a lot of times he pops in. Friday nights is Open Bunker on the Prepper Broadcast Network. We call it Open Bunker, and essentially it's our version of an open mic night. We have either something from the deep archives that we put in there. I've got an incredible library of Rick Austin, the Survival Gardeners, the Survivalist Gardeners podcast, and he's got all the people on with him. It's an older podcast. Then we have this all happens on Fridays in sort of a rotation. This can get confusing. We have Dave, the NBC guy, who shows up. He shows up live a couple times a month. Army veteran, 20 years, taught nuclear, biological, and chemical preparedness and all that in the Army for that long. Really a subject matter expert, but also a great speaker. And then we have a longtime host who pops in maybe once a month. His name's Michael Klein, and he does a show called The Reality Check on Fridays, which is he's one of these guys who does tremendous research. You know, you listen
right.
to his shows and you're like, oh, this guy, no wonder he does one show a month. He spends the rest of the month researching. So we round out the weekend with a family affair, Jordan Smith, our lone female host, probably the toughest one out of us all, though, to be honest. She does a family affair, a show that often includes her children in the background, and a very, very cool show. And Sundays we get a cameo appearance, most Sundays, from Stephen Menking, another host from another network called On the Objective. And he does a program for us that really stands out on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. It's called Reliance. And I was looking for a synonym that worked with the word faith, and Reliance just happened to pop in there in my search. And being that our tagline is self-reliance and independence, I thought it made sense. So Reliance is just sort of his exploratory look at the Christian faith in the 21st century. You know, sort of the struggles, the successes, and he's a very educated guy, economically trained, basically arrived from the stockbroker background into a a life of Christianity, where he abandoned that life for you know, his walk with Jesus Christ. And man, he knows his stuff. He just had a child, so he's been kind of slow going, getting back on his feet. But he does these economic reports for us that we produce on Mondays sometimes, that are just outstanding also, because it is he's formally trained, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's a lot of content, man. It's a lot of content. And on top of all of that, we also like to hop on and do, you know, 5 to 10 minutes every day. It's kind of an update of what's coming on that night, what's going on that day, you know, a little advertising for our sponsors, try to sell a few products, try to sell some people on Patreon. And all in all, we're running about 14 pieces of preparedness content a week. And
that's
there
great.
Ain't nobody
yeah.
out there. There's nobody out there.
Yeah, James, thanks for that rundown. Daily Audio Cash, just check them out. We'll be back, and James will continue. We're going to talk about this move after the break. Patriot Power Hour, episode 79. Hang in there.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Victory fall to Britain, as it most surely must. Then the Bourbons are likely to regain the throne of France.
Any dealings with the current illegitimate government there could well redound to our detriment.
Leading us back into a war with Britain we can ill afford to wage.
What if the French, not the British, emerge victorious, Mr. Hamilton? The pretender Bonaparte is within a hair's breadth of victory over most of Europe.
In that regrettable instance, we must be prepared to take possession of valuable strategic territory before France can lay her hands on it. All the territory this side of the Mississippi must be ours.
You would seize Spanish Florida and Louisiana.
And not only those, sir. If universal empire is to be the pursuit of France, what contended to defeat their purpose better than to detach South America from Spain? It is the only channel through which the riches of Mexico and Peru convey to France.
Let us not forget there are those in our own country, sir, who would prefer secession to our continued union. If they should be so bold as to act on their threats, in the event, say, of a French victory, we must be prepared to bring the renegades back into the fold by force if necessary.
Never in my life have I heard a man speak more like a fool.
Sir?
Your actions, Mr. Hamilton, would precipitate the very thing that you pretend to protect against, the dissolution of this nation. May I inform you as well, sir, that I am in possession of intelligence which confirms that we are as likely to find a French army on these shores as we are on the moon. You dream of empire, Mr. Hamilton.
You question my loyalty, sir.
Oh, no, Mr. Hamilton, I question your sanity. Now, either you are stark raving mad, or I am. Good day, sir.
Wanting to fold the prepper word in there because, this is our new baby over at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, and really anxious to set you guys loose on the listening audience. I don't think they're fully prepared for what you're going to bring, and I think it's going to add a lot of depth to what we do already. So I wanted to speak to the kind of the changes that are coming to the listening audience of the Patriot Power Hour for a moment. Again, my name's James Walton. when I need to explain this up front so that you don't think me too much of a big headed owner or whatever. But when I bought the Prepper Broadcasting Network, I had a bunch of people asking me, "What do we call you? What do we call you?" And I said, "I don't know, the owner. What do you mean? I'm not a CEO. There's no. I don't have any. I'm not a big title guy." So the host of Reliant, my friend Stephen Menking, great guy. I've known him for a while now. Time flies. In jest, he told me, "You know what? You should be the Intrepid Commander." And I said, that name is just silly enough that nobody is going to take me that serious. So you know what? I'll be the Intrepid Commander at the Prepper Broadcasting Network." And so when I came on board as the Intrepid Commander here at PBN, I decided to make a couple changes. And one of the biggest ones was I wanted to assure that with the technology that's available to everybody with their cell phone microphone, I mean, I grew up at a time and did a lot of time in garage bands, and I have paid close attention to just how amazing the microphone technology has been from about 2000 and, well, really from about 1999 till now. And
yeah,
we knew that we were going to be able to capture a better sound quality from a different host. The largest part of our existence, Prepper Broadcasting Network, was on Blog Talk Radio. And your listeners, I'm sure, know all about Blog Talk Radio. Every once in a while, you step on a landmine 5 minutes before the show's going to go on, and the show doesn't go on.
It's happened
a lot.
That's
just one of the features that they don't tell you about when you get on board with Blog Talk Radio, is every once in a while you get a night off that you don't want. And we jumped over to Spreaker. We jumped over to Spreaker after that, and the sound quality is better. We've got a desktop application where that gives us the ability to go live whenever we want, day or night. We can do 4-hour chunks of live content a day. So if you ever wanted to do a Patriot Power Hour for 4 hours on a Tuesday, we could do a special that long. In my opinion, it gives us a lot more freedom, better sound quality, and we've been at it now. Spreaker, we've probably been on Spreaker for a year, and we've never had an issue. Unless it's the only issue you can have is your own issue. I can't get internet. My phone won't boot up, or my computer won't boot up, and my microphone's not working. But there's no outside factors that are going to affect the podcast, and we're happy about that, and we're happy with that.
Yeah, that's great news. As you said, we're on episode 79. What do you think, Future Dan? I think we've lost at least 8, maybe 10 episodes. We're talking about like about 10%, maybe higher.
Oh, we'd be up to more than 10% if the tool had worked as advertised.
Yeah, so we've had several of those. Maybe one or two on my end. I won't lie, things happen. But no, we're super stoked about going to Spreaker. And to be honest, Blog Talk has kind of been the limiting factor in terms of myself investing in new microphone equipment. I got a feeling I'm going to be upgrading in the near future, so looking forward to that.
We've been looking for other options for a long time, James. This opportunity to join your network comes with solves a number of problems and opens a lot of doors. So can't wait to be speaking to your audience and bringing a little information preparedness right in before the next generation show.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool balance on Tuesday nights, no doubt about it. And I really like the fact that it's two shows with two hosts on each show. It kind of defines that night. You know, you show up and you get a very specific kind of podcast with two hosts rather than, you know, the host and the guest or someone as narcissistic as me who just talks for 2 hours himself. You know what I mean?
I've had those shows myself. Don't worry. So I personally enjoyed pontificating, but sometimes it's not the best radio. I understand.
So we're looking at the website during the show of Prepper Broadcasting Network, and if you scroll down far enough, there's an interesting chart, 6 Principles of Disaster Preparedness. And in the fourth segment of Patriot Power Hour, we typically do reserve this time if there isn't any other hot news. Last week, of course, we're going to continue to talk about breaking news in the Middle East, but we often talk about preparedness subjects. And we kind of always approach them not on the, you know, the 12 ways to make fire from a certain ingredient and down at the micro skills level. Try to back up and make it into the planning and understanding of your environment ahead of the danger for which you're preparing. So I wanted to, you know, point out to our audience, you got to check out PrepperBroadcasting.com, and there's a lot of neat stuff. All the hosts, the whole lineup.
Yeah.
But I would say you're maybe missing a seventh principle of preparedness, yeah. James. Information preparedness. That's what we're bringing to the network. Information preparedness. Knowing your environment well ahead of time, so the water, food, power, first aid, security, and evacuation all covered on your network. One layer on top of that, knowing your environment ahead of time.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. Intelligence and communication are certainly, when I look at that those six basic principles of preparedness, I oftentimes sit there and think about communication and intelligence. But I put that six principles together with one specific idea in mind, and that was, if I bumped into a guy in the road, how could I quickly get him online? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, how could I quickly get this guy online? And I think those six make it easy, make it simple. And if you can, the way I always say it is, if you can touch those six, or if you can affect those six, even in the littlest way, then you'll be prepared for most things that you're going to see throughout the average year in America. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And the more people have more of all those six principles of disaster preparedness, basically the skill set and equipment to be prepared in those six categories, the more resilient the republic is, the tougher the United States is when some bad storms of news hit the shores. And that's what our show always is on the lookout for. You can kind of trust when you listen to Patriot Power Hour that, how close are we to real disasters that James's website is geared towards having you ready to survive. It's a good complimentary mix. Thank you for having us join your network.
Oh man, we're going to have a great time. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for both parties. You guys are bringing something to the table that we only have as a segment, at best. We don't spend a whole lot of time doing what you guys do, so I think you're bringing something that we need to the network, and that's as good as it can get.
So I caught a recent digital audio cache off your network where you had a renaissance in your thinking about social media. I'm joking now because I kind of was the guy that convinced you. Use the network that you used to have. You had a total boycott of social media. Can you tell us about that and how you're oriented coming into the new year?
Oh, yeah. It's a good story. That's a story I'll probably tell for the rest of my podcasting career. But what it really came down to was I had this idea in my head for a very long time that if these people that run social media are going to blacklist and disappear people, and this is still going to play a huge role in what we do with social media, but my biggest fear was to build an income stream through a social network and have it taken away because
right.
I've worked in the private sector and I've seen people get fired because the money stopped coming in the way it used to come in. And I didn't want to build a business that way. It's easier, but it was very nerve-wracking to me. So between that idea and the idea that not only am I going to pump these channels full of content, but they might even be able to ban me if I say the wrong thing. And I always say the wrong thing, so because I say whatever I want to say. And I encourage everyone on the network to say whatever they want to say, because what the hell else are we doing with microphones in our face if we're not going to say what we want to say, right? And So that was another thing that kind of, and I felt a great liberation when I got away from it, to be honest with you, because I was kind of getting too deeply entrenched in reading these stories about this group got banned and this group got blacklisted and this group got, and then when I got off of it altogether, I felt like, oh, now I don't have to read these or worry about these anymore. and long story short, I had a conversation with a guy, you might know him. And he basically, well, the way I took it was, I banned myself from an opportunity. I almost fell for a chess move by these whatever they are, proto-journalists or something to that effect, who put out this fear-mongering content about Christian prepper patriots being banned on Twitter. You know, I essentially went out of my way to ban myself. And I think the time away from social media helped. And I think talking to you about it, Dan, and essentially losing my argument to you on that was it was a big way for me to say, you know what, we can be there in an effective way. We can address the, because I mean, we have a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of people on Facebook, really, to be honest with you, who are just sitting there waiting to hear from us. And we can hit them with content that isn't a lot of skin off our back and still get them informed and still provide great content for them while building a community. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to take some risk, right? You know what I've been doing? I've been arguing with people nonstop who keep telling me that this event in January 20th in Virginia is a bad idea. Don't go. And I keep telling them, you got to stand up for something, don't you? What am I supposed to do? I live in Virginia. And here I am making that argument to people, meanwhile hiding in a hole because I'm scared of social media banning it. You know what I mean? So we're – thanks to you, Dan. I rethought that position, and we're back there. We're back in Facebook. We're back on Twitter. We're not doing daily posts like we used to do on Instagram and stuff like that. I don't even know if I'm going to play around on Instagram because it's a little too much fun for me, to be honest with you. But we're gonna post all our shows up there on a daily basis. We'll probably do some advertising up there in the whole nine yards. And yeah, so we're back until they boot us.
And then there you go.
I guess they're lost.
And they're going to have to listen to the shows to have a basis to boot us, so.
Get some listens in the meanwhile. Yeah, that's awesome. That is great. James, unfortunately, running out of time. But I'm looking forward to not only being on your network, but getting yourself and other hosts on our show kind of as our intro to them. I mean, you named so many cool shows, so many cool hosts. In particular, I want to talk with the gentleman who went from Wall Street to the church, right? You know, that's very interesting for me. So I look forward to that. I look forward to meeting and greeting and working with your entire team. Real quick before end of the show, I know PrepperBroadcasting.com is obviously the place to go for the archives and social media. Any other places to find you or places to check out?
Yeah, definitely. Check out, of course, the homepage, and there's a ton on the homepage in and of itself. We've got a little blog over there, all kinds of stuff up there, man. A lot of another thing that we're going to have to get you guys to do is to write a book, because a lot of our hosts are writing books, and we've got a bookstore in there you could check out. You could check us out on Patreon. That's a big way that we fund the network, patreon.com/PBN. It's $2 entry fee per month. And we pay for our Spreaker hosting thanks to our patrons, and we hope to pay for a lot more from those great supporters. And there's a ton of extra content that you get when you join Patreon. I don't want to make this a Patreon commercial, though, so just go check it out. And we have a small company, a small side company that we just started. It is a roasted-to-order coffee company. I'll have to send you guys some because it'll rock. You drink coffee, you too?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Darn it, show, yes. Oh, yeah, we'll blow your mind with this stuff. So this is a company called DisasterCoffee.com. It's called Disaster Coffee, but go to DisasterCoffee.com. You'll get the idea. You'll get the mission. 5% of profits go to nonprofit, benevolent nonprofits that we know personally that put boots on the ground, that rebuild communities after disaster. And we're really proud of it. And the coffee literally is roasted when you order and mailed to your door. It doesn't sit on a shelf. And when you get it in the mailbox, it will offend you how fresh it is and how the perfume on this stuff is insane. But that's disastercoffee.com. So, yeah, we're growing and growing and growing, man, and you guys are just another piece of that puzzle. So we appreciate you coming on board, and we look forward to the future.
Awesome, James. Well, we do, too. So that wraps up episode 79, Ben, the last episode of the current instantiation of the Patriot Broadcasting Network. Our PBN is retiring tonight, and we are joining the Prepper Broadcasting Network starting next Tuesday. Not going to skip a beat. Thank you, James Wall, for joining us. I'd like to thank my co-host, Ben the Blinker Bankster, for bringing us this far. Looking forward to doubling the episode count on the new network in the near future, brother.
Absolutely. Self-reliance, independence. It's great stuff. Thanks a lot, James. Thanks a lot, Dan. Folks, follow us and check out the site. And guess what? We'll be live next week at our new home. Have a great one.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would stop coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.